Hello everyone, I hope you're all doing well. This is the podcast Living Out Loud, LOL, and I'm your host, Cheche Oyandro, also known as The Locked Doc, or Cheyenne, if you like. And in this podcast, we discuss all things lifestyle. So yeah, grab your coffee or whatever you drink and let's get right into it. Hi everyone, I hope you had a lovely week. I'm back here with you. First of all, I want to thank you all for your support on the first episode. Thank you so much. I record using Anchor, so Anchor automatically distributes to Spotify. So we're on Anchor, we're on Spotify, and just before I started recording, I checked and we are now on Apple Podcasts as well, so yay! Yeah, thank you guys. So today, I want to start with an affirmation, and my affirmation for today is, I have the power to create my own happiness. Yeah, I think that's a lovely one. Yeah, and I think it kind of ties in with what I want to talk about today. So today's topic is about growth and attachment styles. At some point they'll tie in together. Well, I really do hope they do tie in together. Yeah, so let's get to it. So growth, what's growth? I define growth as the act or the process of development or a gradual increase in development. And this can either be physical development, mental development, or emotional development. So some characteristics of growth is that growth is a continuous process. I think that's self-explanatory. And then you should never aim to stop growing. So you should always aim to grow. And then growth also follows a pattern. For example, if you are 40 kgs, let's say, and your aim is to gain weight, and you want to reach like 80 kgs, and so yeah, you wouldn't go from 45 to 80 in like a blink of an eye. You'll go from 45 to 46.5. Yeah, it's a pattern. And then when you're born, you have to go through the stages to become an adult. You're a baby, you're an infant, and then you are a child, then you're a preteen, then you're a teenager, adolescent, and then you become an adult, and then yeah, you become elderly. So yeah, there's a pattern and you go through all the steps to get there. And then also growth is as a result of interaction of an individual and their environment. So I'll focus mostly on this point, especially when I'm tying in to attachment styles. So attachment styles, there are four or five attachment styles. So there's secure, there's anxious, there's avoidant, and under avoidant, you can either be a fearful avoidant or a dismissive avoidant, and then there's the disorganized attachment style. And then these attachment styles are based on your upbringing, so the way you were cared for as a baby, also based on your genes, that's a new school of thought, and then also based on your life experiences. So this point on life experiences ties into the point on growth being as a result of interaction of an individual and their environment. So today I will mostly focus on upbringing and life experiences. And then I will focus on emotional growth and mental growth as well. Yes, so let's get into the meat. So I will give my life story and how my attachment styles have changed over time, and how my growth and how I've grown rather. So let me first explain emotional growth, because I think that's the main point of all this. So emotional development involves rather being emotionally mature in your development, means being able to understand the situation, and then you experience your emotions, allow yourself to experience the emotions, you express them in a healthy way, and you manage them in a healthy way. So, I'll give my life story now. So, when I was a child, I grew up with my parents. But I was really close to my dad since I was a child. And that's because my parents are very different, let me say. So my mom is a workaholic, and she's usually not present or not available, physically or emotionally. So most times I'd spend most of my time with my father, and he would be there for me, and we would do everything together, and he expressed love to me in a way I could understand it as a child and what I needed. Yeah. So it was good, and I felt really loved. And then when I turned 10, my parents decided to go their separate ways. So of course, I was left with my mom. I don't know if the Kenyan law has changed, but if your parents are to split up, your mom is the one who, like, basically you live with your mom, unless your mom is in prison or she's not mentally capable of taking care of you. But I'm not sure. I think probably the laws have changed to give fathers equal rights. So I went from being secure, and now I became an with I was now with somebody who was, sorry. If you hear any sound, there's construction happening around here. We live near a main road, and it's also a flight path, so you may hear planes passing. So, yeah, so I was saying I went from being secure to now being an avoidant, because let me delve into the various attachment styles and how they come to be. So if you're secure, it's likely your parents were available. Yes. And then if you're anxious, your parents were likely inconsistent. So they'd be there and then they're not there. Yeah. And then if you're avoidant, your parents were just unavailable. So I went from being secure because my dad was always available to being an avoidant because my mom was unavailable, let me see. And then I became anxious because now my dad would pop in and out of my life. Yes. So, when I was 14 or 13, I think I was 13, a man came to live in our house. What should I call this man? I'll call him my stepdad, because really he took up the role of a father. But when he came to live with us, it was difficult for me because I missed my dad, and now there's this other man who is trying to take up his role, and I didn't understand it at the time. So, how did I deal with this? And this is where now growth, emotional growth, mental growth comes to play. So I didn't know how to process this feeling or whatever I was feeling. I was, as I said, I was 13 years old, sorry, when he came to live with us. So what did I do? So young Cheyenne started drinking, going out at 14, yes. And then my relationship with my mom just grew worse. And yeah, so now I was just an avoidant. That's all I was. I was dismissive. I just didn't want to deal with my emotions. And I guess it's because I couldn't understand them. So again, if you can't understand your emotions, you wouldn't be able to experience them. You wouldn't be able to express them adequately. And yeah, you also wouldn't be able to manage them. So yeah, so I was, or you'd, if you're able to manage them, or it's not even being able, but you'd manage them in a wrong way. So I was managing my emotions by drinking and being an avoidant. So, I was drinking, I was going out at such a tender age, and I just didn't want to deal with everything that was going on with me. So when I turned 16, I started dating this boy from church, and now, my method of managing changed. I stopped drinking, I stopped going out, and now I was in church all the time. But it wasn't even in a healthy way, it was extreme. And this was now my way of dealing with everything that was going on in my life at the time. So I was in church all the time. I feel like life requires a balance. And I just wasn't balancing. I wasn't doing anything else other than being in church. And now I had even started judging people who weren't going to church. I lost a lot of friends during that period because of how I would judge, basically. So that relationship ended. And that's when I knew I was in church for the wrong reason. It hit me that I was in church for the wrong reasons, basically. Because when it ended, I stopped everything I was doing in church. I mean, I would still attend church services and I would sing in the worship team, but I just was there because, yeah, I was there. Yeah, and during this time, my mom was really happy because her child is in church. Little did she know that I was not dealing with my issues. So, everything would just be like, oh, at least you're going to church. You're doing really well going to church and stuff. And I think that would even make me continue going to church just because, okay, I'm getting some sort of attention or, reassurance, not reassurance, but basically my mom was affirming me that I'm okay, but I really was not okay. So fast forward to when I finished my A levels and joined the first uni I was in. During my first semester there, I would still go for church services. I wouldn't go out. I was still immersed in the church, but not in a way that I was before, like extreme. And it was good. And then towards the end of my first year, I started going out again. And I started drinking, heavily drinking, let me say. And yeah, I just never dealt with the root cause of all this. So, I then went to my second year in that uni, and I was still drinking my first semester, I think also into my second semester, but then after that, I went back to the church. And again, it was extreme. So you see, like, my life had no balance. I was on both sides of the spectrum. I was either drinking heavily and going out, or really in the church. And I had an experience in that church. Maybe I'll talk about that in a future episode, about the toxicity that was surrounding that particular church. So I left the church, and now I guess my emotions, like, I started now really trying to understand myself and what I'm going through and why I'm behaving like this. So now I moved to my current uni, and I remember my first semester I wasn't talking to anyone. I was angry at the world, and no one could understand me. My mom wasn't understanding me. Our relationship had gotten worse over time, and yeah, basically. So yeah, my first semester, I remember I would just leave class, put on my headphones, head for the next class, not talking to anyone in my class. I think I'd only talk to my class rep, and that's because we lived in the same building. And yeah. So second year came about, and I went back to my home church, and I was really, really immersed in it. I was not drinking, I was not going out, I was just in church. I would leave the town where my school is every single Friday for practices, every single Saturday for practices, and then on Sunday I was there for praise and worship. And then I joined my school swimming team, and now that took a bit of my time, so I wouldn't head for practices. I just wasn't in church as much as I was meant to be in church, because now it was an obligation as part of the worship team. You're supposed to be in church Fridays for practice, when we're practicing for a concert especially, and then Saturday for Sunday practice. So I joined the swimming team, and I now was now managing everything I was going through by being in the swimming team. The swimming team was everything to me. And I remember that the leader of the praise and worship team wasn't happy with me being in the swimming team. And she told me that it's going to change me, and it's going to seclude me from God. Yeah, weird. The church in general has very weird dynamics. So, yeah, I decided to stop swimming, and now I was back in the worship team, but I wasn't happy there. So it was short-lived. So I left the worship team because it also became a very toxic environment, not just for myself, but for many of us. So I went back to the swimming team, and I was really happy there. All this while, I'm not dealing with my emotions and anything. So fast forward again to third year. In third year, I got really depressed. I was low all the time. I just lost. I didn't have energy to do things that excited me, that would excite me before. And it was just a bad place. And then this is the time that COVID came around, And now we were at home, so I'm at home with my mom. And mind you, our relationship had progressively gotten worse over time. So I'm at home with her, and we aren't getting along at all. I'm depressed. And my partner at the time suggested that I try therapy. So along this time, I was diagnosed with severe depression and severe anxiety. And my anxiety was at the cause of many different things, such as I had been abused during my teenage years, not one, not twice, several times I had been abused. And it now hit me that I need to understand everything that I'm going through because I can't continue living like this. I couldn't keep living like that. So I went for therapy and it really helped me. She would give me exercises to deal with my depression and my anxiety, and they really helped a lot. So we go back to school in October. And end of October, and now we haven't been having classes during the COVID period, and now everything is being dumped on us. We have 3 months to do a year's work. Are we a year's worth of work? Oh, that was a mouthful. So, we get back to school, and now my anxiety is worse because I'm like, oh, I'm not able to do this. It was a lot. My exams were in end of January, so my anxiety got worse. I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. I was not coping. I was having really bad anxiety attacks, and then my depression also got worse. So I would start cutting myself. I was just unhappy. I was crying every night. Yeah. So our exams came and went. So I passed my third year exam, thankfully. And between that period, just before I joined fourth year, my stepdad passed away. My relationship with my stepdad had gotten better. I had accepted him in my life. We were close. So he passed away suddenly in a car crash. And now I am just angry because I'm like, okay, I had my dad and he made me feel loved and he left, or rather, he didn't leave, but we left, rather. And then now this other man who was showing me fatherly love is now gone. So now I'm just angry. So at this point, I became an avoidant, and I think I was a fearful avoidant at this point. So, and that would reflect in my relationship at that time. I was just not the most pleasant person to be around. I would just shut down and I didn't want it at all. So then fourth year came and most of yeah fourth year came and I got into another relationship, and this relationship was not good at all. It was bad. It was terrible. So, I mentioned to you that I was a fearful avoidant before I got into this relationship. So at the beginning of the relationship, the person I was with tried to make me feel secure. But something happened along the way, and now I was an anxious, person. I had an anxious attachment style. And I remember like any difference in the way he would behave towards me I would have severe anxiety. Mind you, I'm already somebody who was diagnosed with anxiety. So it wasn't good for me. And the person I was with was avoidant. Side note, if you're anxious, don't date an avoidant. So during this time, I was trying to be there. I mean, I was trying to learn myself properly. So I was trying to understand my emotion. I was trying to understand my mental, where I was mentally. And then I was trying to experience and process my emotions and then express them in a healthy way. So yeah, as much as it was not a good relationship, I guess good came out of it in that I started learning how to express myself basically and manage my emotions. So I didn't leave this relationship until no, end of 4th year. And it had gotten really bad. My anxiety was through the roof. As much as I was growing emotionally, I was still not okay mentally. So, the relationship ended, and now I passed my 4th year exams, thankfully. I think during my 4th year, I was in that relationship. I didn't want to deal. I didn't want to deal with my emotions, so I was heavily immersed in my school work. So I then passed 4th year because of how intense I had. I was, what's the word I'm looking for? Basically, I was really prioritizing my schoolwork. And then I passed 4th year, and I went to 5th year now. And for most of 5th year, I was single, I was growing in all aspects. I was physically growing, mentally growing, and emotionally growing. And I felt really good about myself. And then this man came along. Funny, I had known him since 2018, and we started talking, and things were really good, and we decided to be more than just friends. And it was different. It was now I was now with a secure person. So my anxiety went down. I wasn't having those anxiety attacks anymore, and my attachment style changed to being secure. So yeah, all this to say that it's possible to change from one form of an attachment style to another form. And I would hope that you're changing from being an avoidant or an anxious person to a secure person. So yeah, my attachment style changed, and I was now the healthiest that I've ever been. I'm saying was, yet I still am the healthiest I've been, physically, mentally, and emotionally. I could understand my emotions properly. I would allow myself to experience them. I would express them in a way that I could understand them, and also my partner could understand them, and I would manage them well. So, I'm really grateful for that guy, helping me move towards being secure. And I really do hope that he felt or feels secure as well. I remember there's one point that I backtracked a bit. I became a avoidant, dismissive avoidant. And this was during our first fight. It wasn't even a big problem, but I was so mad at him. And I guess because we've never fought before, and of course relationships are a learning curve. It's a growing curve as well. It's a continuous process, and it also follows a pattern. And yes, it's also the result of interaction you have with an individual. So my past came back to haunt me during this time, and I was so scared. I became dismissive towards him, and I could see that he was becoming anxious, and that was so bad of me because this was somebody who was secure, and now because of my attachment style at the time during that period, he was now becoming anxious. And after some time, I looked back and I thought, okay, Yashan, like whatever you're doing is not right. So again, I went back to the drawing board and I tried to understand and process my emotion. And yes, I expressed them to him in a healthy way. And yeah, we were back on being secure, both of us. So yeah, all this to say that I already made this point, but yeah, you can be anxious, you can be avoidant, but you can also change to becoming secure. And about growth, just take it a day at a time. Understand whatever you're feeling in that moment, and allow yourself to experience the emotions and process them, and then express yourself in a healthy way and manage them in a healthy way. As I said, it's a continuous process. I'm not perfect, I'm far from perfect actually, but I am way better than I was before all this happened. So, yes, that is my story on growth and my different times in life and the different attachment styles that I had. Yeah, so if you are feeling stuck, or if you are feeling like you're not where you want to be, allow yourself to go through the motions and grow. If I was able to get through it, I have no doubt that you will. And yes, please seek therapy. It's really helpful. The tools they give you, yeah, they work magic. Not magic because you also have to do the work, but they work if you have the intent for it to work. So yes, that's today's episode. Thank you guys for listening in. Please follow my social media. I am Cheche underscore Oyando on Instagram. I haven't checked my Twitter, so I'm not sure about my Twitter handle. I don't use Twitter much. But I'll check, and in the next episode I will probably link on the handle, but it's probably Cheche underscore Yandu as well. I'm not sure. Yeah, so thank you guys for listening in. Please share ideas on what topics you may want to listen to, or yeah, anything basically. As I said, this podcast is all things lifestyle. Yeah, so don't forget to live out loud as you go through your days and your weeks. And yeah, let's do this. Bye.